the yoke. Mm-hmm. I don't know whether that's a yoke of the tree, mm-hmm. some kind of. I don't know much about horses and things.
Me either.
I won't be much good on that.
I've never hitched a horse myself. I don't know anything about it. And when you had a horse pulling a buggy, you had to back him in between
the shafts.
The outside of the wagon wheel. Do you have a name for that?
The rail? Let's see. A horse hits the wagon. You know, by the
and what?
Say if you bought some fruit at the grocery store, what would the grocer usually put the fruit in? He'd put it in
basket?
Mm-hmm. Or paper.
You mean what they give it to you in? Mm-hmm. Oh, a sack. Mm-hmm. Paper sack.
Mm-hmm. And is that the same thing as a bag? Mm-hmm. Sack and a bag.
Bag and a sack. Is it same thing?
What if one's made out of cloth? What would you still call them? Either.
Flour sack is made out of cloth.
Mm-hmm. And what would you call maybe a kind of bag that potatoes are shipped in, or maybe that you bought manure in, or something, if you wanted to fertilize your yard?
That's open. I don't know what you call it, but.
Or maybe a sack made of rough cloth, you know.
What they have down there?
Croaker sack.
It's croaker sack. Mm-hmm. Well, croaker sack's kind of open, but.
Mm-hmm. What were these? What's a croaker sack usually made of?
It's just out of some kind of cotton material. Mm-hmm. And it's a little open weave to it so it can get air in it. You know.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear anybody call?
You used to get oysters in croaker sacks from Mobile.
Oysters? I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, in the shell. And my grandmother would put them on the hearth and they'd pop open and they'd squeeze lemon juice on them and eat them right out of the shell.
I've never heard of that.
Oh, they're wonderful. The fresh oysters.
Yeah, that sounds good. I like raw oysters anyway.
I do too.
Eat them every chance I get. Have you ever heard anybody call a croaker sack anything besides a croaker sack? Mm-hmm. Did colored people just call it a croaker sack too?
Croaker sack, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And did you have any, again, this is one that you might not know, did you have any special name for the amount of wood you could carry at one time like this?
Armload.
Mm-hmm. And say if the electric lamp burns out, you'd have to put in a new
globe.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. You say you were carrying the. We talked about barrels a while ago. Something like a barrel that's smaller that nails come in. What would you call that? It's like a smaller barrel.
A cask.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call the things that run around the barrel to hold the wood in place?
They are metal things.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't know what you call them.
You call them hoops or?
What?
Hoops.
Hoops. Well, I don't know what they mm-hmm.
And say you had a bottle that you wanted to, and you didn't have a top to it, you wanted to stop it up, what would you put in there?
Stopper.
Mm-hmm. What would that usually be made of?
A cork.
Something like that. Mm-hmm. And do you remember a kind of musical instrument that little children used to play? You'd hold it like this and blow in and out on it.
Oh, the juice haw.
My father plays one of those. Did you all hear?
Is that right? Mm-hmm.
And another kind that you'd blow in and out on.
Out of. Uh-huh.
What would you call that? Is that juice harp too?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I think so.
And let's see. Say you wanted to pound some nails, you'd have to use a what?
Hammer.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. The thing that a farmer uses to break the ground with is called
plow.
Mm-hmm.